800-951-8345.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Broadcasting from the floor of the 2012 North American International Auto Show, my name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here. I'm sitting alongside right now a special guest from General Motors. It's my pleasure to welcome Jim Federico, who is the vehicle line executive for small and electric vehicles for General Motors. Hey there. It's great to see you, Jim. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, it certainly has been a great year of success for the folks at General Motors with a variety of products. Let's begin by talking about the Cruze from Chevrolet. Not only has this vehicle done well here in the United States, but this vehicle, I understand, has done well all over the world.
That's right. Since we started making this generation of the Cruze, we've already sold over 1 million vehicles worldwide.
Wow. 1 million vehicles
over
worldwide.
1 million vehicles.
So North America, is that the number one place, or who's leading the charge?
Actually, if you look at the Asia, is probably, depending on when you take a look at the numbers, is number one. U.S., we just completed North America. We built 231,000 and sold those in the last year. We also, in the other regions, we have a station wagon version, a hatchback version, in addition to the four-door sedan.
That's fantastic. Another vehicle which I understand has rolled out quite well, a very stylish, very well-equipped small car. It's the Sonic from Chevrolet. Tell us the success story there.
Yep, so far so good. The Sonic, too. Also, we started that in a few other countries first, in Asia and Europe, and it's been doing well. But very quickly after that, we started production here. In fact, the only U.S. small car or domestic small car built in the United States. So it's right not too far away from where we are here at the Orion Assembly Plant in Lake Orion. So we have that. And, oh, by the way, in that same assembly plant is the Buick Verano, which I'm sure you want to talk about, too. So Sonic has taken off quite well. The press, the journalists are considering it one of the best small cars produced. And we have both a hatchback and a notchback. So both of them are taking off quite well, probably a 50-50 split, and a much younger demographic, which we were interested in.
Certainly, it's very important to attract the younger demographics, and you guys seem to be doing that with a wide variety of products. And a lot of conquest buyers seem to be coming over to General Motors, and that's good news.
Yep. Especially in the Buick world, mm-hmm. A lot of conquest buyers. And as you're familiar with, we just launched not that many weeks ago the new Buick Verano,
mm-hmm.
And that's a luxury compact, which today, domestically in North America, the only companies that really been in there has been the Volvos, the Audis, and so on. So
mm-hmm.
We believe we're the first true domestic to come in with a luxury compact sedan. The Verano fits really, really well, and we believe as that market grows, people are interested in a beautiful, quiet, well-balanced fuel economy versus acceleration, premium execution car. The Verano stands really tall. So real pleased. And now we're adding, which we'll reveal here tomorrow, the new Encore, the Buick Encore, which will be a small crossover, a small luxury crossover. Again, our market, we think, today is sort of empty relative mm-hmm. to North America, but we also see it growing and growing at a decent rate. And again, we're going to be the first domestic in there. And actually, even the true competition for this type of vehicle really sits in mm-hmm. Europe today. It's really more in a Audi Q3 or mm-hmm. or a BMW X1. It's really not here, even though we have to believe eventually they will come. And we'd like to get a foothold on that, and we're real pleased. You'll see that tomorrow as a good reveal, and a lot more details on it. But as we look at the Buick customers, we think they can come in and say, I love the idea of this new Buick, quiet, beautiful, well-balanced, premium, and I don't know if I want a luxury sedan or a luxury crossover, so we'll have those at the small side and all the way up to the large. In other words, the Enclave and the LaCrosse. And in the middle is our true sports sedan, which is the Regal, like the new Regal GS.
And the Regal GS is certainly a vehicle that has surprised lots of journalists with their reviews, and I would imagine you're probably getting some great feedback from some of the new buyers. I imagine a lot of conquest buyers. This is a Buick that we haven't seen perhaps ever from the brand.
That's correct. And the conquest buyers for LaCrosses, for the Regals, has been probably one of the largest we've had in any of our divisions. So it's very, very encouraging, and we believe we've hit the mark. I think the brand characteristics we put in these new Buicks is here to stay.
Let's talk about a vehicle which has taken home so many awards over the last year, and that's the Chevrolet Volt. There's been some mixed reports about the sales of the vehicle, but I know that you're building it in pretty small quantities. Kind of set the record straight. How has the Volt been doing?
Actually, from a sales perspective, many of us didn't expect it to go like a rocket. It's a new technology. Still to this day, many people are having a hard time understanding that it's an electric vehicle with an extended range gasoline engine. Mm-hmm. So it's tough for them to understand, and when are they interested. And so we knew it would be a slow growth, and the slow growth is occurring. We finished up the year approximately 8,000 total built-in sales. We also, throughout the year, went from a small number of states to finally all the states that you can buy it in. Still to this day, every dealer just has one or two vehicles outside of normal ordering. So there's not a lot out there. We went through some fun in the last month or so relative to some concerns out of our brothers in NHTSA and others. We've now been through that and reacting appropriately, and every car is still doing well. Even through some of that, the sales through the month of December barely had a dip. So we're pretty pleased, and we think we are both capacity and continued education to the public of what this vehicle is all about puts us in a pretty good position for this new year, 2012. At the same time, as you may have heard from Mark Royce, President of North America, we will continue to align demand with capacity or capacity with demand.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. Sounds like it's an exciting time to be at General Motors, an invigorated General Motors. I've talked to a number of executives today, and it seems like all you guys are really excited about what's going on.
Yeah, I think it is a new GM. I'll call it the best of the old with a lot of new. And many of us that have been around a long time couldn't be more excited.
That's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some of the unique things that you've been doing in the areas of reaching out to younger folks. You've been clinicking, I understand, a lot of vehicles with some really young demographics.
Yes, we actually have, if you saw the Chevrolet reveal this morning, we actually have a couple models that we've been working with the definitely under 30 crowd, as they call the new group, the Millenniums. And we've been getting a lot of input. If you go back to what we did, I want to say it was four years ago or so, where we came out and we had, both on the internet and the shows, we had a Chevy Beat, Chevy Track.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, yeah.
And remember, we reached out for input on the internet, right down to naming, to what the car should have, which one looked like the best styling. We're taking that to the next level, and we're utilizing this set of vehicles. So you may have saw the R130 and the 140 and so on, and it is information that we've been dealing with a very strong and influential group of younger, less than 30 demographic potential buyers. What are they looking for in a vehicle? Right down to what kind of a propulsion system, what type of value, price, interior, exterior, connectivity, how they work with their phones, and we've got excellent input to the point of you saw a couple of our concept design models based on their input. And we will continue to work with them. It sets us up with great knowledge for our next generation version of almost all our small cars, because their interest is huge in small cars.
Well, it's all good news. And Frank, I want to thank you very much for stopping by our broadcast locale and telling us all about it. We look forward to getting out there on the floor and checking it out.
Okay, Bob, thank you much for the time.
We'll step aside and then more coming your way from Detroit. I'm Bob Long.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, to our coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside Dave Mash, who is the vehicle chief engineer on the all-new Cadillac ATS. How you doing there, Dave?
Very good. Excited about showing the car to everyone today and in the last couple days.
This is an extremely highly anticipated vehicle. I mean, we've been talking about it for years.
Yes.
Behind the scenes. It's an interesting kind of sidebar to the story. It's one of the few programs that continued throughout General Motors' bankruptcy
yes.
and reorganization. So that's kind of sheds a light on the importance of this particular project.
Yes, very important for us. It's our first product that will be in the entry lux segment to compete with the other brands out there, BMW 3 Series, the Audi A4, and Mercedes C-Class, etc. And we study those cars extensively. And we also went and visited customers that own those cars around the world and got a lot of information from them, found out what they liked about their cars, what they didn't like about their cars, and what we needed to do in designing our all-new architecture vehicle for the Cadillac ATS. So it's been about 5 years we've been working on this, a long time. And you're right. We started way quite a while ago, before some of the restructuring. But the thing that has been consistent all along is the focus of the team, as well as the support from our leadership that of what we were trying to go after and make sure that we were going to have a product that we were all going to be very proud of.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of this particular segment of the automotive marketplace. BMW has had a stronghold for many, many years with the 3 Series, as you pointed out. There are a number of other very strong competitors in the class, including the Audi A4, the Mercedes C-Class, the Lexus IS, and many others. So you're playing with some pretty heavy-duty company there.
Yes, and that's why it took a commitment to go in and do an all-new car.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new architecture that we did specifically for this car. We benchmarked all the competitors, not just with their customers, I said a minute ago, but we also tore down all those cars. We looked at the detailed components in them and then tried to compare our existing designs and found out where we needed to improve and what we needed to do in order to get the performance and the mass that was critical for this market segment.
Let's talk a little bit more about the architecture that you developed exclusively for this particular vehicle. Tell us the code name, because I'm an automotive geek,
sure.
And also tell us a little bit about the structure and the rigidity of the actual architecture.
Sure. The architecture inside, we call it Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about that as much outside. We prefer to talk about the brand, the car itself, the
sure.
ATS. But it is our Alpha architecture. We do have plans to use it on additional platforms. But we started in the beginning. We took about 2 years working on the architecture before we really began doing the styling work. And the reason we did that was we had to work through to make sure that we were as efficient as we could be. So developing what we call the topology of the body structure, the packaging of the major components. So simple little things like making sure that the suspension cross member is directly in line with the lower control arm handling link, and right directly above that is exactly where it attaches to the body structure, so that the sections can be small, they can be low gauge, they can be very stiff and functional, and that helps to support having a low mass, which is so critical for this fun-to-drive, nimble, quick segment that we're entering into.
Let's talk dimensions. How does the ATS measure up compared to some of the other players in the marketplace?
We are, I think the new generation BMW 3 Series actually grew a little bit.
It did.
And I'm not sure I have the correct specifications there handy. We're, for most parts, I think we're wider than most of the cars except for the Audi A4. I think the Audi might be just a little bit wider. And we're right about the same length of those, except for some of the, let's call it the styling of the front and the rear of the car. We have a Cadillac styling that just extends it a little bit more. So we're right on top of all of those cars. And we found that customers, when we went out and drove their cars with them or rode in their cars with them, that size was really important. It was important because it also talked about what the car was meant for, and that was fun to drive. It was nimble. It was designed that way, and it wasn't a larger vehicle.
How does it shape up size-wise compared to, let's say, a CTS?
It's about 8 inches shorter than the CTS, a little less than that, and in the neighborhood of about 500 pounds lighter than the current CTS. So the CTS is a great car and doing very well in the marketplace as well. We really enjoy that. That's, I would say the CTS is our second iteration of working on rear drive products to compete in either the entry lux or mid lux category of products. And so we've been learning over the years and continuing to refine our components and our specifications and such, and now we're able to apply that to this all-new architecture vehicle, the Cadillac ATS.
Let's talk powertrains. Always an important ingredient with any launch of a vehicle, let alone a vehicle this important to the brand, and considering the competition that you're going up against, tell us about the different power plant combinations and transmission offerings.
Sure. In most of the vehicles that are out there right now in the market, not too many of them have four cylinders. A few of them do. We're going to have two four cylinders in this vehicle. We'll have a 2.5 liter, which will get a little over 200 horsepower. Awesome performing engine, a very good base engine that people will enjoy driving. It'll still have a lot of spirit and acceleration as well. Then we go to a 2-liter turbo, and the 2-liter turbo will be about 270 horsepower, so a nice jump from the base power plant. And that will have both a manual transmission and an automatic transmission, as well as all-wheel drive.
Wow.
And then we go to the 3.6-liter V6 engine, which is a little over 320 horsepower, and that will be all-wheel drive and or rear-wheel drive and automatic only.
And that engine has been significantly tweaked, I understand.
It's been a little bit tweaked from, where we have had it in some past models within Cadillac. And, of course, we're working on the intake and the exhaust to get everything we can out of it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the styling. Cadillac has really made its mark for the art and science design, and you guys continue to evolve that. For those of our listeners who haven't yet checked out some of the pictures of the ATS that are out there online and in various magazines, paint a little verbal picture for our listeners. What can they expect?
Set our sights that we wanted to, in fact, retain a lot of the key cues that set the Cadillac apart from the competitors so that people know that there is a brand identity. You will notice right away that what we call the vertical headlamps and the vertical tail lamps. So when you see the car driving down the road, you will see that vertical light signature that sets it apart from.
Excellent. Well, Dave, it's been a pleasure hearing all about the ATS. And
thank you for the opportunity.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage of Detroit 2012. I'm Bob Long.
From here, don't be confused. The way is clear.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you
you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I wouldn't laugh. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us for another hour of our special edition broadcast from the floor of the 2012 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Bob Long. All throughout the next hour, we're going to bring you some really cool folks telling you about all the happenings here in Las Vegas, and we're going to begin by talking about one of the coolest displays and some really big announcements from the folks at the Ford Motor Company. And to tell us all about it is Charles Zinkowski, who is Director of Communications for Ford. Hey there, Charles. How you doing?
Bob, pleasure to be here today. Nice to have you.
Well, number one, you guys kind of led the charge into the Consumer Electronics Show a number of years back, and now there are many automakers following in the footsteps of Ford and on display here. But this has certainly become a big venue for the automakers as more and more automakers are faced with the challenge of kind of keeping up with the electronics industry because everybody's into devices, iPads and phones and all types of connectivity issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is actually our fourth consecutive year here being at CES and a fourth consecutive keynote as well. Alan Mulally kicked off a keynote today as well, talking about innovation and really focusing on technology as really the heartbeat of the big bets that Ford placed years ago on technology and paying off today. And you're seeing that here, like you said, obviously multiple automotive companies are here. But we really feel like we've kind of laid the groundwork for being here and having an automotive company being at a consumer electronics show is kind of unique in itself. And now when we're here, it's actually not so unique because, like you said, there's a lot of other of our competitors trying to follow in our footsteps, so to speak. So, but we're thrilled to be here. We're thrilled at the tremendous amount of traffic that's been taking place at our booth over the past couple of days here on the show floor, and great interactions with yourself and lots of consumers who are thrilled to see what Ford is doing in the tech space.
Yeah, I was checking out your display a little bit earlier, and of course you're really all over the campus here at the Consumer Electronics Show and giving away some very cool vehicles, including an ST Focus and a Raptor and a Taurus Show and a Ford Flex. You guys are doing this up big time.
Yeah, we're doing some registrations. Obviously, we want people to come by the booth and stop and visit and everything of that nature, and we're offering, there's iPad giveaways and things of that nature as well. So we're really trying to integrate them, really expose people to the technology and really what it's all about, because that's part of the challenge is making sure that we make the technology consumer-friendly, that we really want to engage with our consumers, we want to listen to our consumers, because they do want to take their mobile life with them. And our challenge as automotive companies is to make sure they do that in a very safe manner.
So true, and it's a challenge because the automotive industry is a lot more complicated than the electronics industry in that, you know, it takes 4 or 5 years to develop a vehicle, but the electronics industry can turn around a new product sometimes in a year or less, and so it kind of puts the automotive companies on notice that they've really got to keep up with the latest and greatest.
It really does, and we're acting more and more like a technology company today. Alan Mulally said that from center stage at CES. Yes, last year, as part of his keynote address, he says, we're not just an automotive company, we're also a technology company. And that's how we're trying to move forward as well, with downloads that we provide for the cars via simple USB devices as well, Sync My Ride to get updates on the latest software and firmware upgrades as well. So what we're really trying to do is embrace the technology industry and really embrace the speed of the technology industry, as you said, to help bring products and solutions to market faster, as opposed to the normal cycles of the automotive industry.
Charles, you guys, of course, introduced the Sync system in collaboration with Microsoft a number of years back, and it's won rave reviews and bought a lot of conquest buyers into the brand, a lot of younger demographics into the brand as well. And in recent times, you introduced a MyTouch version of Sync, and I understand here at Consumer Electronics 2012, you've got some other major announcements. Tell us about these major announcements.
Sure, absolutely. And you kicked it off with Sync, and we actually kind of announced this part with Microsoft that we've actually surpassed 4 million sales of Sync. So
congratulations.
Yeah, no, it's a great accomplishment, it's actually a testament to just the desires of the consumers, right, that there is a very much big-time need for this type of technology, that they're clamoring for it, and that we as an automotive company need to continue to provide that to our consumers. We are making some very, very big announcements here at CES. We actually leading off at the CES on the eve of, we announced that we'll be opening later this year a Silicon Valley office. So Ford is going to be kind of taking a step foot right there in the heart of California and opening an office there, and it'll probably be more along the lines of a startup in the 15 to 20 people range, but these will be the gurus and the engineers who are thinking of what's next, the great things that are coming in the lines of technology. And then the other story that's really starting to come out here, and you're seeing it with some other just technology vendors, is apps. It's all about apps. And so we've announced with our partners at NPR, an NPR app that's going to be available for download on iPhone and Android devices, which
that's
is
wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The stat we have from NPR is that there are 36 million listeners to National Public Radio, so obviously a huge, huge gathering. And to be able to listen to NPR through your phone and to be able to do it by changing stations and selecting your favorite programs just through the sound of your voice, it's really, really very, very exciting.
Absolutely. Hugely exciting news on that front. And I understand you've also made some adjustments to the MyTouch system. Tell us about that.
We have indeed. And that's actually based on consumer feedback. So just like a software company and just like a technology company, we listen to our consumers. We want to hear what they have to say, and we want to make changes and tweaks and upgrades as they're available to them. So what we've done is we've tried to streamline the amount of screens that you would see on MyFord Touch. We've tried tried to simplify some of them as well. We've also unified the font a little more as well, made it larger. So these are specific things that were done to the My4 touchscreens that were based on consumer feedback. And so we worked with our engineers who worked hand-in-hand. We had a beta test with Ford employees as well, where over 1,000 Ford employees were riding around in cars with the new screens as well and giving us their feedback.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from the entire ecosystem as well, our partners, all the people that help us provide some of the technologies as well. So that's very, very exciting because like a technology company, you're going to see things that, okay, maybe there's little things here and there, little quirks here and there that maybe just don't work. Okay, well, we're going to adjust those. We're going to adjust those quickly. And we're actually providing to all of our current My4 Touch customers a USB device with the software. So all they have to do is stick that software in their car and it'll be uploaded, just like a simple upgrade you would do on your computer.
I really applaud 321. I really applaud what Ford has done in that area of technology, doing backwards compatibility with the Sync system and with the MyTouch system, because so many other manufacturers, you know, wouldn't do that. I mean, if you've got a 2 or 3 year old vehicle and we've got a new version of something, you know, you're out of luck.
Yeah, and what we're trying to make sure is to say you're not out of luck. You know, if you use a Ford vehicle, we are listening to you. We want to hear what you have to say, and we want to provide technology at the speed of the consumer electronics industry to give you the very best technology to allow you to take your mobile life with you in the car with you.
I mean, some of the stuff that you've got on the Sync and My Touch system is truly remarkable in combination with Sirius XM services. I mean, lots of folks, when I tell them about it, they can't believe it, that you can actually see on your screen the prices of gasoline at nearby gas pumps. You can actually see movie listings, including show times and everything else. You can see sports scores and
horoscopes as well. Absolutely.
Horoscopes. A new one.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Read to you. Yeah, absolutely. So we think it's great because, you know, people spend a lot of time in their car and they obviously spend a lot of time on their phone. And so it's a unique combination to try and bring those two together, but do it again safely. The whole mantra of Ford has always been, you know, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. We're very, very cognizant of that. We're very, very supportive of not contributing to distracted driving. We want to make sure nothing goes in the way of that. We don't want people playing with their phones while they're driving. So we think some of these great alternatives of providing apps for phones and allowing things to be voice-enabled allows the driver to focus on driving, yet still enjoy the driving experience.
We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Charles Zinkowski. We're going to have more with Charles Zinkowski from Ford's communications side of the fence. He's a communications director. I'm Bob Long.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at the Consumer Electronics Show 2012 in Las Vegas, along with about 140,000 other people from all four corners of the globe. And we're bringing you all kinds of cool guests and interesting breaking news here at the show. And Ford is a big story. Matter of fact, a car that was just introduced in Detroit just days ago, the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion, is the official car of the CES show for 2012. Charles Zinkowski, the Director of Communications for Ford, is with us. When you look at some of the other players in the marketplace, I mean, this vehicle looks so much more upscale. It looks so much more luxurious, it's sportier, and it's downright sexy. There's no other way to say it.
Boy, it really does, and I'm glad you enjoy it as well. And obviously the crowd reaction, we revealed the as the Fusion was being revealed in Detroit, it was also being revealed here in at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that both audiences had a chance to see the car in action. We actually put one on display. We had it under the sheet at our booth for a little bit as well, kind of simulating the experience in Detroit. And yeah, I mean, it's the first sedan to really, you know, offer gasoline or hybrid or plug-in hybrid options. So we're really excited by it. And the reaction yesterday was overwhelming, and lots of pictures in front of it. And people want to see it and say, you know, is this a Ford? And we're proud to say, yes, exactly, it is a Ford.
It's definitely, in my opinion, a game changer in the class that it competes in, a very competitive class, the midsize, the kind of bread and butter car for lots of Americans. And I know it's interesting to note that the Fusion had a huge year last year for 2011, and you guys have, you know, come out with this all new model, and I can only imagine how well this one is going to do. Let's talk a little bit about Sync and the impact on sales and the MyTouch system as well. I get an opportunity throughout the year to talk to a lot of the brand managers and product folks within the Ford Motor Company, and I've been told by many that
kind of the tipping factor for a lot of buyers within the last few years has been the fact that Ford has had this system, and lots of conquest buyers have come into the brand for the very first time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you said it yourself in terms of the research that we're finding based on sales of Sync that 50% of the people who purchased a car with Sync said it played a major decision in their purchase, and 80% of them would recommend it to a friend. So those are great pieces of feedback that we in turn take back to, you know, our developers and our researchers and our engineers to let them know not only what they're doing has an impact in terms of how we're selling vehicles, but also the feedback that we get from our consumers, that they're really jumping on it, that they want to see how they can connect their phone and talk to their car and really kind of, to your point, which was earlier part, is talk about the futuristic, you know, options there. So it's very, very exciting.
It definitely is, and I understand on the other side of the equation, when folks are turning in their vehicle, vehicles equipped with Sync have a higher resale value.
They do indeed, absolutely. So we're seeing that as well from our respected dealers across the country as well, that they love you know, being a part of that, and they have, oh, this car has Sync. That's a great option that it has. People are looking at that. And again, the relationship that we have with Microsoft, that positive relationship that brought Sync to the market as well, which we're excited and thrilled about as well. So we continue to support that as well.
I'll say a quick hello to Matt Lever, who's in charge of Ford's press fleet, because he hooked me up with, in Detroit, a Ford Focus for a couple of days while I was covering the Detroit Auto Show, and had an opportunity once again to experience the Sync system. And boy, you know, being a guy that loves music, I can still love my CDs, but when you take a look at all the options today, when you push the audio button and it says CD, it says AM, FM, and of course you guys now offer high-definition radio as well, Sirius XM, that's a choice, but then you also offer USB, you also offer connectivity with your iPad or iPhone.
Correct.
Or
that's absolutely correct.
And
absolutely.
And you can also bring in audio other ways as well. There are jacks actually built into the console.
Correct. We want you to enjoy music, enjoy what you enjoy listening to in the car, and again, just be able to do it safely. That's our mantra, that we want to be able to always bring it back to safety, that you're doing it. If you can do it through voice command, that's where we want to see it done, because again, it keeps hands on the wheels and eyes on the road, and that's a benefit to everybody.
Charles, God forbid, I mean, nobody ever wants to be in an accident, but just in case you happen to be in that circumstance, the Sync system can do some things for you on that front as well, and I imagine along the way there have been many lives affected, if not saved, by this system.
There have indeed. There's 911 Assist, which is part of the Sync program as well, which enable you, if you do get in an accident as well, to automatically call 911 and bring you know, help if desired needed. Obviously, we know accidents happen. We try and do everything we can to prevent accidents, but we know that things do happen, so we built that into, you know, navigation as part of it as well. So, you know, we want to see people get there as safely as possible.
The MyTouch system has so many different voice commands. I didn't have enough time just in a couple of days to learn it fully, that I enjoyed the Focus in the Motor City. But have you guys ever counted up the number of different voice commands available?
Actually, we've expanded it. It's now 10,000.
10,000
different voice commands right now. So what we've done is we've worked with our engineering department to make it more of a natural language. So it's a natural conversation with your car as opposed to a static conversation with your car.
Wow.
So really engaging with it. So really a lot of different areas where, you know, you can explore and really get really, really deep into the weeds, so to speak, as it relates to how deep you want to go and what you really want to play and what you want to get out of it. So, yeah.
Give our listeners all across North America a little taste of some of the voice commands that they can do if their vehicle is equipped with the Sync and the
sure.
MyTouch system.
Sure, they could be as simple as, you know, if you're a parent of kids and you want to make a quick ice cream stop, you don't need to look for that. You could say, find an ice cream shop, and it will tell you exactly where an ice cream shop is, and it'll tell you which location and everything of that nature as well. So if you want to find a fast food restaurant, it'll find a fast food restaurant for you. So it recognizes those and it'll point out which ones are the closest locations, and you can then say, you know, pick this one or whatever the specific one is that's comes up, and then it'll automatically map and direct you to that one.
And again, as I touched on earlier, with the price of gas being what it is, the fact that if you have the Sirius TravelLink subscription, you can get those gasoline prices. And I'll tell you a true story. You know, I kind of let my Focus gas tank get a little bit too low. And as I was leaving Cobo Hall, you know, I needed to find a gas station before bringing it back to the airport really quick. And I don't know downtown Detroit at all.
Yep.
So if it wasn't for that sync system, I don't know what I would have done, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, you're also talking to somebody who's directionally challenged, I like to say. So that system for me definitely saved me miles, it saves me gas, and it saves me time. So it's a benefit on all three.
It definitely is, and most guys won't admit that. I'll admit that. You'll admit that.
I'm totally fine to admit that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what are we going to see in the future? I mean, everybody is talking about cloud technology. Why don't we define that? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so using cloud technology is a means to transmit data wirelessly and really use that data to maximize the driver's experience. So cloud computing is going to be used a lot when we talk about electrification and Focus Electric specifically as well. Because what you want to do is you want to take the data in terms of how people drive, traffic patterns, weather conditions, braking systems, accidents, and combine all of that in milliseconds to make computational decisions with the car to figure out what are the best routes, how am I doing on conserving my battery, how much time do I have left to get to the next charging station. So you need that kind of data. It's not about taking data. It's about making data actionable. And that's a big difference in what you can try and do with this technology. So you're seeing cloud computing more and more nowadays, obviously in the mainstream media as well. And so it's a topic that's being discussed more and more. It's all around innovation. It all comes back to innovation. How can you bring data solutions into the vehicle and make the optimal driving experience?
Charles, how can folks find out more about Sync and MyTouch? And for those Sync owners, how can they find out more about getting the latest software updates?
Absolutely. So for Sync, we have a dedicated website off the Ford site. It's called SyncMyRide.com, just as it sounds out. Obviously, Ford.com as well. We have hyperlinks through there as well through all the different parts of Sync and My Ford Touch as well. They'll take you to all the different areas, electrification. They'll take you to green. They'll take you to innovation. You know, one of the things as well that we're doing, we're bringing health and wellness into the vehicle as well. So you'll be able to, these are advanced research projects, but you'll be able to monitor your glucose level. You'll be able to check the pollen count. You'll be able to check for diabetes. If you're a diabetic driver as well, check your blood sugar level. So there's a lot of cool things that are coming down the pike out of our research department that we started to talk about as well. We table that under a health and wellness initiative. But again, you spend so much time in your car, people who do have these medical needs, that's a necessity for them.
Boy, that is really groundbreaking news. It's all happening here at CES 2012. Charles Zinkowski, the manager, the director of communications for the Ford Motor Company. It's been a pleasure spending time with you here in Las Vegas.
That's been great. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
We'll take a time out, and then more of our coverage is...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.